Good morning. I'm Nick Bronk.
I'm Anna Holmeister.
And I'm Nathan Creeps. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
The biggest activity happening this weekend is the Allstate Music Festival. The festival began on Thursday, and the festival concert will be at 7 o'clock tonight at the Hilton Coliseum in Ames. This year, Garrigan has five singers among the top musicians in the state. Seniors Jake Hamilton and Nick Bronk, junior Christian Matthews, sophomore Mariah Bronk, and freshman Levi Capacious are all honored as Allstaters.
The Allstate Choir will be conducted by Professor Sandra Snow of Michigan State University. Among the eight songs they are performing are America the Beautiful, Zadok the Priest, Let All the World in Every Corner Sing, and Battle Hymn of the Republic. If you can't make it to Ames for the concert, you can see it on Iowa Public Television Thanksgiving night at 7 or Sunday, December 1st at 2 p.m.
Next Wednesday, we'll have two special events at Garrigan. At 9 that morning, we'll have our annual Memorial Mass for deceased alumni. The number of graduates who have passed away grows every year, and there are now well over 200 of them. While that's just a small fraction of the roughly 5,000 people who have graduated from BGHS, we always want to remember the many people who built the great tradition our school has today.
More than 1,000 people are expected to attend the Memorial Mass, most of them family and friends of those who have died. The highlight of the event is a PowerPoint that shows pictures of all our deceased alumni, with their names read as their faces are projected. The annual Mass at Thanksgiving has been a tradition for more than 20 years, and throughout the school year, a list with names of our graduates who have died is kept in a place of honor in the school chapel. There's also an online tribute to our deceased alumni on the school website, bishopgarrigan.org.
Also on Wednesday, we'll have our annual Hunger Meal. This event has been sponsored for many years now by Garrigan's Christian Leadership and Action Group. Instead of the usual school lunch, we'll have a light meal with the savings going to help out those in need around the world. Christian leadership students will give presentations that help us to understand the problems with hunger and food distribution around the world.
Basketball season is almost here. Last year, the Golden Bear Boys made it all the way to the sub-state finals, and they're hoping to go even farther this year. While the Bears graduated in NCAA Division I player last year, they have a big group of talented seniors back at the core of this year's team. They include all-district and all-conference honoree Nathan Creeps, all-area players Chris Loss and Brayton Loss, and returning letter winners Neil Kube, David Klein, and Michael Berkey.
Juniors Tyler Schnurr and Reese Wadley are also returning letter winners. Other juniors include Christian Matthews, Ben Vasky, Andrew Miller, and Jess Marlowe. Rounding out the team are sophomores Michael Condolian, Zach Bolter, Logan Besch, Zach Kibbe, Logan Rosenmeyer, Alex McGuire, Will Kellner, Devin Deegan, Landon Studer, and James Quinlan. Good luck to Coach Roger Frelick and the basketball team.
The start of December brings the state dance championships. This year, Coach Clint Schultz is hoping for another great showing. The 2013 dance squad includes returning senior veterans Anna Holmeister, Ryan McCall, Mallory Schultz, and Jacqueline Orger. Also on the team is freshman Courtney Newton, who won the state individual championship last month.
Sarah Skilling also received superior marks for her individual dance. She's joined on the team by fellow freshmen Chloe Garman and Daniel Plath, juniors Patricia Brandt, Megan Lappy, and Caitlin Fogarty, and sophomores Cassidy Schultz, Sophia Granjanet, and Haley Kolash. Good luck at state, dance squad.
Our senior spotlight for Thanksgiving shines on Sean Hart. Here to tell you about him is Dylan Walker.
Sean Hart has one of the longest commutes of all Garrigan students. Since he comes to our school from Emmitsburg, Sean loves music. He performed with Solid Gold Marching Band and also likes playing guitar while performing with his friends. Sean has also been involved in speech, drama, and quiz bowl, and he has had fun being the Golden Bear mascot at football games. We wish Sean all the best after high school.
Thanks, Dylan. Because of Thanksgiving holiday, we've got 2 weeks of events on our Golden Bear calendar. The All-State Musical Festival concert is tonight. Then tomorrow, the football team will have their awards potluck.
Monday, the girls' basketball team has their first official game as they host North Union. There will be a supper at the game to support the school technology program. Tuesday, a group of seminarians will visit the school, and the seniors will take them on in basketball in the afternoon.
Wednesday at 9 a.m. is the Memorial Mass for deceased alumni with the hunger meal at noon. All our classes are short that day, and we'll dismiss at 2:15 for the holiday.
Next Friday, there's a boys' basketball jamboree at Ennisville. Advent begins on Sunday, and we'll be lighting our first Advent candles at school on Monday, December 2nd.
That night, the boys' basketball team plays North Union at Armstrong. Then on Tuesday the 3rd, there is a basketball quad, with the Bears hosting St. Edmund. The cross-country team will serve a chilly supper that night.
Wednesday, December 4th, we'll dismiss early for teacher in-service. The Christmas band concert will be that night, with an art show beforehand.
Thursday the 5th, there's freshman basketball with the Bears hosting Evansburg. Also that afternoon, the Quiz Bowl team will compete in the online 3-2-1 competition.
Thursday the 6th will be a state dance championships in Des Moines. Finally, Friday, the basketball Bears will travel to Eagle Grove for a basketball quad.
That's the Bear Facts for Thanksgiving week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be off next weekend because of the holiday, but be sure to join us 2 weeks from today for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.